Awake you not in this sore agony?
No, no, my dream was lengthened after life. Oh, then began the tempest to my soul. I passed, methought, the melancholy flood, with that grim ferryman which poets write of, unto the kingdom of perpetual night. The first that there to greet my stranger soul was my great father-in-law, renowned Warwick, who cried aloud, "What scourge for perjury can this dark monarchy afford false Clarence?" And so he vanished. Then came wandering by a shadow like an angel with bright hair, dabbled in blood, and he shrieked out aloud, "Clarence is come, false, fleeting, perjured Clarence, that stabbed me in the field by Tewkesbury. Seize on him, furies, take him to your torments." With that, methought, a legion of foul fiends environed me and howled in mine ears such hideous cries that with the very noise I trembling waked, and for a season after could not believe but that I was in hell, such terrible impression made my dream.
No marvel, Lord, that it affrighted you. I'm afraid, methinks, to hear you tell it.
Oh, keeper, keeper, I have done these things, and I'll give evidence against my soul for Edward's sake, and see how he requites me. Oh, God, if my deep prayers cannot appease thee, but thou wilt be avenged on my misdeeds, yet execute thy wrath in me alone. Oh, spare my guiltless wife and my poor children. Keeper, I prithee, sit by me a while. My soul is heavy, and I fain would sleep.
I will, my lord. God give your grace good rest.